639-1320 WILS. Well, state lawmakers are thinking about putting the putting this information out there, a database of state employees. Well, today, Michigan Open Government Advocates got ahead of them and put out their own database. Jarrett Skora, policy analyst at the Mackinac Center, is the man behind the effort. Jarrett, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what's what led you guys to do this ahead of state, you know, the state lawmakers doing this?
Well, we've been we've actually had this data. We've gotten it for about the last 18 months from the state, and we've been working on getting it, going back and forth with the department in order to put it up online. We've just been going back and forth on them to get the right data numbers. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple main reasons. I mean, one, a lot of this is provided online already, so the state requires employees making $100,000 for school employees to be posted. People can already know what their superintendents make, a lot of the higher-end government officials, and of course people can always FOIA this anytime they want to. Mm-hmm. So it just makes it a lot easier. We've had trouble over the years trying to get this data out of individual districts and things like that, and so we thought, well, let's just make it easy for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then also we have a news service, and we've just done a lot of stories over the years where we've looked at stories where people have complained about government salaries and talked about job loss and salary cuts. Yeah. And we've just been doing so many fact-checking stories on those, as well as other reporters have, that we thought, well, this is the easiest way to put it up so people can look at that stuff on their own.
Talking to Jarrett Skora, the website, by the way, for the database, searchable database, is michigangovernmentsalaries.com, although the spokesman for the Department of Corrections says that the database shows hundreds of department employees making more than $200,000. He said that is not accurate. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, we heard some response back on some of the government salaries from people saying that they didn't think the numbers were correct. I mean, so what we did was we FOIA'd the state pension system. We got salaries as they were reported to the pension system. We went back and forth with them to get that. We're certainly going to update it if there are mistakes on it and work with the department to get that right. Mm-hmm. But then, there's also school employee salaries up there, judges' salaries, and things like that. So most of what we did hear some response today that some of the Department of Correction higher-end salaries aren't right. But for the most part, the response has been pretty good for the 300,000 people.
One of those salaries is over 400,000. Who's that?
I don't know the name of the person, but I believe it was a warden of one of the Department of Corrections. A lot of the corrections ones are wardens, or, you know, there are people that are doctors that work in different hospitals around the state. So those tend to be the higher end salaries.
Yeah, and what are people going to walk away with? I mean, how are they going to feel after they see these salary ranges?
I think the key one for a lot of people is they'll be able to look up salaries for people that are in their area. And, you know, when we have, you know, they're voting on tax increases, they're looking at what salaries are going towards different government employees and school employees. And they can look and say, hey, I think that my teachers in the area are getting paid too low. Or they can say, wow, I didn't realize they're making so much money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everyone's going to have a different perspective on that.
Okay, so in terms of the correction, how's that going to work? Are the departments, are you going to ask them to give you numbers that they believe are closer to the truth, or what are you going to do about that?
Well, if the numbers are wrong, then we're going to hear the response from the people, and then we're just going to go back to the department and try to figure out what numbers came back incorrect. Okay. We've done this kind of on and off for the year. And so we report a lot of these on our own, and for the most part, we found that the salaries are correct for people.
Any departments you could not get salaries for at all? Or?
So the only way we could really do this was by FOIAing the state pension department. So the people whose salaries we have are those who are eligible to receive pensions. Any state employee after 1997 mm-hmm. is not going to be included because they no longer get pensions. They get a 401k type salary. But almost every school employee is in there, and about half of state employees are eligible for pensions, and those are ones that are in there.
Okay, so a lot are not available, you're saying. About half are not available to be searched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, correct.
It's Jarrett Skora, policy analyst at the Mackinac Center. The website, by the way, the searchable database of salaries is MichiganGovernmentSalaries.com. MichiganGovernmentSalaries.com. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.